Blog Talk Radio.
We're on. Talk Radio. It is September 17th, 2017, and I am on location in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We have a special show tonight. We have some special guests with us, and we have a call-in guest who has not dialed the number yet, but let's see if she will join us. Remember, my website is www.createneworder.com, and this is Blog Talk Radio. /create new order. You can call up all our shows, and you can find us also on iTunes at your convenience, aside from Blog Talk Radio. Anytime you log in, you can email your questions at solutions@createneworder.com. Call in, ask your question, join the conversation at 657-383-0732, Sunday nights between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA. The reason I say USA is we have a big listenership in Sweden, Reykjavik Island, Iceland. We have Paris, France. So we're all over the world. So join us on Eastern Standard Time, US, between 8 and 9 p.m. Sunday nights. Thank you, bensound.com, for our lead-in and break music. There are bensound.com for unlicensed music, and our choice is Bensound Happiness to lead us into the show, because that's what this is all about. The strategy to build your lifestyle and your new attitude to move on to the other side of wherever you came out of. Like I said, it's September 17th, 2017, and we're at solutions@createneworder.com. Thanks for joining us. And give us a call with your input at 657-383-0732. What's coming up on September 27th, 2017? I will be at the Morningside branch of the New York Public Library, 5:30 p.m. Give them a call at 212-864-2530 to reserve your spot so you can be in the audience while I give the program How Not to Be a Slob, Decluttering Your Space and Your Life.
We should go.
And my special guests find that to be entertaining.
Let's get right to the
round. And one of my special guests just got the finger pointing because typically she's never a slob. This particular weekend has been, been her moment.
Reversal.
It's her moment in role reversal. What's in my glass today? A 2010 Barbaresco Italian wine. Kim, if you would hand me the bottle, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's empty now, ladies and gentlemen. I will put up on the website a picture of the label because I don't speak Italian, so I'm not going to butcher this one for you. But we picked up a Barbaresco, and we also had on this weekend of ours a beautiful Amarone Italian wine. It is Allegrini Amarone. It was also a 2010. So in my glass today is a beautiful red wine after an incredible dinner, which we'll talk about and why we led up to this dinner today. The weather here and there, New York City, 74 and partly sunny today. Bethany, Delaware, 72 and cloudy. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, 67 and cloudy with today. Naples, Florida, 88 and partly sunny. Paris, France is 50 and clear. And Reykjavik, Iceland is 53 and raining. I feel sorry for you. We had a little mist today on Cape Cod. That's where I am. So we're here to talk girls in town. Last year, if you joined us, you knew that I come every third weekend in September with my best friends, my posse, to Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And we spend a few days here and we do some shopping and palling around and we drink a lot. We go out and
hence
the empty bottle of wine. In fact, this year, actually, if I don't know if anybody will agree with me, we buried not that many bottles of wine this year.
This is one of our lighter years.
One of our lighter years, and there probably was, if I can count right, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. About 10 bottles of wine. Now we've gone all the way up to about 24, I think, at different times. So I'm going to go around the room and ask the question. But before we start that, the news that's coming up this week is there's 3 hurricanes on the way to impact Long Island, which came to us via Debbie, who's here with us tonight.
Her husband
is trying to get prepared for the 3 hurricanes that are going to impact Long Island. And we'll start the conversation off with this, because I think all the women in the room other than me will appreciate this. And you all should call or text your husbands immediately. Today, September 17th, is National Wife Appreciation Day.
Is it really?
Yes,
it is. That's why we're always in Cape Cod.
Shouldn't they be calling us?
I know. They should be calling us.
I think because they hadn't told you, they didn't know. And you should make them aware of that.
I never
heard.
But
we should text them and let them know and see if they call.
I think you should do that because honestly, I'm not a wife, so it's not impacting me.
Impact you.
So I think you should let your husbands know that it's National Wife Appreciation Day.
This is the first year I have ever heard of.
Well, there you are. Yes, if you Google or you go to Chase's National Calendar, you hear on the radio that it's National Ice Cream Day or it's National, Poodle Day. Well, today is. Do you get it on your computer?
Yes.
Where do you get it from? Do you get it from Google?
I have no idea. Because somebody sets it up, but every time I go into my office and I turn on my computer, it's national this, national that. That's it.
All right, so you have Microsoft, you have Office 365?
Yeah.
Okay, 365 does that. So anyway, I'm going to go around the room from right to left clockwise. Kim just talked about logging on and getting her national. Say hi, Kim.
Hi.
That you have to say hi because they can't see you. Debbie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Tracy.
Hello.
Okay, and Linda.
Hello.
All right. So anyway, so let's start again. Hey, Kim, what's in your glass tonight?
Nothing.
What would you like to drink it all?
I have not a clean glass.
It's a clean glass.
No, it has nothing in it.
Because she sucked everything out of it.
Right.
It's not an unused glass.
I may not have anything in my glass at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But
what was in your glass?
A lot of love. A lot of love.
We'll get it on the radio, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that for it. There you go. A lot of love. This is our 12th year here on Cape Cod. Yes. And I think that the reason for Cape Cod is you.
Thank you.
It is you, right?
Thank you.
Because you have the connection to a house here.
A house.
And I cannot remember how this came up.
My birthday. My first daughter's birthday.
Okay.
She turned 16, and in lieu of a sweet 16 party, she wanted to go away. But she wanted to bring her best friends with her. And I said, I was not about to be responsible for a bunch of 16-year-old girls.
Oh.
So their parents would have to come along with them. So
she's like, all right, okay, whatever. So I got all the information. She realized, she figured out where she wanted to go, was down in the Caribbean. And I said, I will present it to their parents. Now, mind you, I was acquaintances of their of the parents. It's not like we didn't know each other. We
PTA,
knew each other.
PTA,
girl,
school events, whatever, play date.
I got everybody together. Everybody was all on board. They were all for it, and we all went on vacation together. And since then, we've been going on vacation without the children because they're all grown and whether it's married or not married, but they're all grown and gone their own separate ways and doing their own thing. But us as the parents have stayed together and we'll be together forever.
There you go. So that's part of what I talk about in the strategy of building a lifestyle. When we talk about how to change things in a positive direction and build relationships. For 12 years, we've been coming to Cape Cod together, at least the five of us. And we've had one other person or another person, and we've tried to invite other people, which I do have a caller on the line, another special guest, another girl in town who's in a different town, who's going to talk about her town in just a few minutes. So bring people into that circle, and I talk about the circle, and I talk about strategizing to build a lifestyle, because surfing the couch doesn't get you anywhere. You've got to build what you want. You've got to put in front of you the idea or the dream of what you want in your life. What's your end game? I ask that question regularly. I ask the question about routine. Part of our trip here for 12 years is a routine. We each have a role. We each do something else. One of the roles that I've held up until this year is I've been the driver. And I've always driven here because I also had the minivan. I had the big car, right? Now that I've relocated and I'm not on Long Island coming from where they're coming from to get here, this is the first year we've taken two cars, and it's been a different kind of year that, you know, our roles have changed a little bit, but we still have our roles. And it's important to understand them, accept them, and we fully accept each other and all. Who wants to go first on that one? Anyway,
no.
If you want to join the conversation, call us at 657-383-0732. And like the title of the show today is Girls in Town. There are five of us here in this room, including me, and we have one on the phone. I'm going to pick her up in 1 second. But what's the role? Kim, who just spoke and talked about getting everybody together and putting together a trip for the 16th birthday of her daughter. Kim, we have dubbed her Julie the Cruise Director. If anybody remembers the old show from the 70s, The Love Boat, Kim she'll organize our vacations.
Many a trip.
I mean, we have traveled to Mexico, Aruba. We've gone to Jamaica.
We went
to the Finger Lakes. Anytime there's some trip that's going to, you know, we think about or is proposed, definitely Kim is the person who puts that all together. Painstakingly and as annoying as we can be to her, she puts it together and an itinerary or a great place to be just to spend the time together. So Debbie, who's sitting next to me also, instead of sitting in between Kim and I, her role is fantastic because she's just sort of, yeah, she shrugs, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. Oh, we're good, whatever you want to do.
Just tell me where I have to be.
Just tell me where I have to be, and I'm there. It's no big deal.
She said, you're a calm one.
I am.
Why?
I'm going to flow.
Why is that?
I think because I have such a stressful job normally. And when you're more with you guys, it's just like, I'll follow you. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do, just take me along.
And you know what? She only ever has one glass of wine.
Only one. I don't know how it gets refilled all the time, but it's only one glass.
If one, everybody, I know it's out there. I know it's out there, but if everybody has seen that one huge glass of big, huge wine glass that says that this wine, one bottle of wine, that's Debbie's one glass.
Yeah, always. Debbie gets
so
up in the morning.
So that she can say,
only one glass of wine.
Yeah. A few years ago, we got up one morning and Debbie's like, oh, I feel like crap. I only have one glass of wine. And we're laughing. Absolutely laughing.
Because it just refilled itself. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah. You know, I'm always to blame. You know, Kim over here is not so innocent. Okay. What's your role, Tracy?
Designated driver.
A designated driver, and that's the truth. And we're pretty good about that. Pretty good about that. So
she's on mother hen.
Yes.
She's
and Girl Scout, you're. Listen, there's a few Girl Scouts in the room, but yeah, Tracy, I think, takes the role of Girl Scout. How about you, Linda?
I'm the comic relief. You are the comic relief.
She's the sarcastic pro.
Okay.
But today, more than the sarcastic pro today, you have been right today.
Yeah, thank you.
About almost everything.
I really should have kept track. You were right about the grass.
You were right about the toilet paper.
Yeah. Was she right about the grass?
We were right about the shells. The shells in the package.
Yeah, the shells in the package. Did they tell you they would take the shells today?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here's the conversation for those of you listening. We get lobsters on our Sunday night. We get lobster and seafood, and we cook in. And the fish store that we get the lobsters from steams them for us.
Yes.
And they give it to us in a container, and they tell us to bring the container back the next day. The conversation was about the shells. Here on Cape Cod, getting rid of garbage is not easy.
Most of the places here are hotels or motels. So this one fish place who does the whole fish thing for us will allow us to, they will give us a container and they will allow us to put the shells of the lobster or crabs or whatever it else.
After we eat all the meat,
back into the container, and they will take care of it.
So the conversation was, no, Linda. They don't take the shells back. And what did Linda say?
I beg to differ.
Linda's good at that conversation. Anyway, join the conversation at 657-383-0732. And I'm going to pick up our guest from Ohio. Leslie, tell us what's going on in your town. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Do you miss me? I'm the character that's got charisma and the stunning good look. That would be me.
You know what, Leslie? I'm a little intimidated by the fact that if you join us, you're really going to put the brunettes on the outnumbered list. We're already outnumbered.
I know.
You know, it's going to be 2-1, and we will just not survive.
Well, it's going to be even because it's going to tip the scales with the gray.
Who's gray, and what are you talking about?
Yeah. It's not blonde, it's gray.
All right, so I have a question for you. You mentioned today on your news feed on Facebook that you were watching the sailboat regatta. Can you explain that to us?
Yes, I can. Our rental is literally sitting in historic Ashtabula, which overlooks Ashtabula Harbor. And they have one of the only active lift bridges left in the country. So all the boats have to line up.
Because
the lift bridge only goes
up
every half hour
on the hour.
So as Tracy, my BFF over there, she was with me last year
watching
all the boats go.
And
it's just an awesome sight.
It was a
beautiful,
beautiful
day.
Oh, how was the weather there in Ohio?
Oh my God!
Oh my God, it is magnificent.
It
is magnificent.
We have had the best weather all weekend. Really had a great time.
I have to say. And
after the regatta, we went down to
the
Lakeshore Park, which
overlooks
Lake Erie.
And we
had,
all
my
cousins.
I think there was 40 of us.
Oh my God!
On the pavilion having
ribs,
because it was the
Ohio
rib off.
How many ribs do they do?
Kinds of spare ribs. And that was my day, girls.
Uh oh, are you there?
Here I am in Ohio.
Ohio.
How many ribs did you off, Leslie?
How many ribs did I
off?
I can't tell you all my secrets.
And what's in your glass? What are you drinking today?
I was drinking Sam Adams.
Oh, I like Sam Adams.
Yes, I do.
Sam Adams and ribs on a beautiful day near a harbor? Wow.
Overlooking the water was beautiful.
What a great day. Live band.
Okay,
it was
so
nice.
Tell me,
really nice.
About the town. What town are you in?
I'm in Ashtabula, Ohio.
It is Ashtabula. So what's there? Tell me what's to do there. If you're a girl in town and you're going to go to Ashtabula, Ohio, what are you doing there?
There's a lot to do. I have a lot of family here.
Really?
Yes.
This is where my mother was born. Ah, okay.
So I am literally sitting in my grandmother's house right now.
That's 115 years old.
Wow.
Sitting on the porch?
I was. But I had to come in and plug in.
I had to plug in
to do the show. We appreciate that, Leslie, because we miss you, girls. It would have been great to have you with us this year.
Last night I went out. We were having raspberry martinis.
Ooh, wow.
Delicious. And they packed the punch.
So when do you head back?
Oh my God.
When do you head back?
Tracy, where were you, my wingman?
Sorry, I was designated driving over here.
You were drinking tequila.
And again, it's about fun. And you know what? If you were to sum something up, Leslie, what's your end game in life? What is it that you look forward to every day, or what's your balance in life?
I think my balance in life is to have every day where there's peace and harmony and a little love thrown in with an art.
Yeah, I guess so. It sounds that way to me. But again, that's why I'm here, and not with you girls, because
this is where my family is, and I don't get to see them.
Right.
So at every opportunity, I hate to pass it up.
Life is short.
So it's short. And to have all of my cousins come from Toledo and Cincinnati
and
just to come see us for the day. I mean, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That's so nice.
That is nice. That's really nice. You're very fortunate.
I really was. And
let
me tell you, half of them
were
asking for Tracy. They wanted to know where my wife was.
Yeah. Your wife? Why do you call her your wife?
Because what does a wife do? They take care of everything that you can't do on your own.
Uh-huh.
So she's my wife.
Because
anybody who has a husband knows.
Everybody needs a wife.
Every wife should have a wife.
Everybody needs
that's
a wife.
Right.
Which is also part of the strategy, right? When, you know, you build a lifestyle and you're wondering, you know, so many people I work with, and, you know, the reason for this show is that so many people don't have relationships like that, and they don't have people to count on. And I work with people regularly to try to get them connected with other people or to build friendships. You know, a couple of weeks ago, our show was about a posse. Do you have a posse? And I think everybody in this room, including you, Leslie, who's on the phone, is we have a posse. If the whole world fell apart tomorrow, which the world falls apart regularly for everyone, we have people to call. We have people to rely on. Even if we don't call, we know they are there. So whether it's a wife or a friend or a sister or whoever or whatever you call that person's there. They're in your corner, and you know you can count on them. I can count on Linda to be sarcastic and crack me up every single time. There's no question about it. But what I also depend on about Linda is she gets it. She gets it. So the comic relief part and the sarcasm part, she gets it. She's been there. She's done that. And guess what? She's going to do it again. It doesn't matter what happens. So it sounds like that's what you also know, Leslie, which is why we like you.
I thought it was my funny good look.
Well, that too, because we can only aspire to emulate you.
We're trying to go a little deeper.
There you go.
That's my girl.
Well, I have to say, I'm new to this whole posse, and I have to say, each and every one of you, other than my wife that I love dearly. You guys have been awesome.
You have taken me and my husband in.
And we have enjoyed
every bit of it, and I feel like a part of you guys.
And I can't appreciate that enough. Because there's nothing like having good friends in your life.
Yeah. And that's true. And that's the strategy, right? I mean, what's really important in life at the end of the day? I saw a T-shirt today. I've seen it before. I've seen it again. I'm going to see it again and again. That you only live once, and that is so not true. You only die once. You live every day. And if you don't take advantage of it, and you don't reach out, and you don't stretch, and you don't experience new people, and open that circle to new attitudes and perspective. And Leslie, I have to tell you, we were talking about you today. Were your ears ringing?
Yeah, of course.
We're talking about the fact that you probably have one of the best sense of humor of anybody we've ever met. You just do, because you get it. And I think that's why.
I have to tell you, I was texting my cousin. Whose husband is like a Eucharistic minister, and he goes out and gives communion every day. He goes to people's homes. Well, I was texting her, and I said, I miss you so much. sniffle, sniffle.
Sniffle, sniffle.
And I hit send, and I look up, and it says.
And it says.
I miss you, nipple,
miss you, nipple. Nipple,
nipple.
Another proud moment, I tell you.
And then when I try to apologize, her name is Patty. I said, Penny,
I'm so sorry.
So I cracked myself up. I thought this was hilarious. So all day today at the picnic, I was calling her Penny.
Oh my goodness.
Too funny.
You can't make it up.
You can't.
Oh, you can't.
When do you head home for New York?
Well, I'm concerned because I'm hearing that there's a nor'easter heading our way.
Did you get that?
Did Alex call you too?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, now Alex is really
the voice of doom. So now I don't know what to do because I have a puppy in the car with us. We came to pick up a puppy for my sister.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I now have a new dog that we're bringing home. And I don't need
to
be going through a nor'easter with my sister and a puppy.
All right, so when are you planning on coming back? Because I understand it's supposed to hit like Tuesday, right, Debbie?
Yes, that's when I'm coming home.
Oh, and you're coming home on Tuesday.
You may want to make it Monday.
No, now you have a reason to stay till Wednesday.
What was that, Ben?
Now you have a reason to stay till Wednesday.
Yeah, if I could, I have off Wednesday, but Marcia doesn't, so I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if I wait until I leave later to make it back home safer.
Well, if you travel over the George Washington Bridge and it gets a little crazy, just give me a call. There's a safe haven there for you.
Oh, thanks, honey.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great talking to you.
And when are you girls?
We're out of here tomorrow.
Okay. We leave
Cape Cod on Monday, and I think the girls have a 4 o'clock ferry, and then I'll head 95 toward New York City. So that's how it goes.
As soon as I get back from the Poconos. You guys have to come over so we can plan our vacation for next summer.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Another girls in town excursion. Thanks a lot, Leslie, for calling. Say hi to Mike and everybody else there, and we will talk to you as soon as we see you.
Bye-bye, Leslie.
All right, girls. Love you. Have a safe trip home.
You too.
Bye.
She is too funny. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Blog Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Give a call in at 657-383-0732 to join the conversation. We're going to talk about our excursions here on Cape Cod, and I'm sure many of you are going to be listening on podcasts because tonight we're competing against the Emmys, the 69th Emmys, which we're not watching. I only have one screen here because we're on location. Usually I have two or three screens going, so I'd be watching the fashions and talking about it at the same time, which I can't see. So our fashions of the evening are sweatshirts, slippers, pajamas, and athletic dress and stains. So let's talk about stains, Kim. All right, we won't talk about stains. Anyway, today we went to Hyannis, which is one of our favorite places to go, and to do some shopping. So what were the prizes that people got this weekend? I happen to have a new grandchild on the way. So number 3 is coming in April of 2018. So I bought a little stuffed animal for the baby. I'm not going to talk about what that animal is because the baby's not here yet. We'll talk about it after the baby gets here. And my poor daughter is going through morning sickness and all day sickness, apparently. So she's got two toddlers at home and her third on the way. God bless her and save her. That's all I can say. Anyway, what were the prizes purchased this weekend? Kim, did you get a prize?
I think I got the most. Today?
Mm-hmm.
Today, I think I got the most.
What'd you get?
Well, I always try to buy something for myself every year that we come up here. And I did. I got a new sweatshirt that I needed. So I got that.
Actually, it was a pretty nice sweatshirt because it was a girl's sweatshirt.
It was a girl's sweatshirt.
Cut like a girl.
Yeah.
Right.
I did get something for my daughter, which I don't want to indulge or
talk about.
Reveal.
Thank you. Because.
Yes.
It's a surprise. Yeah, something for my daughter, and I got something for my grandson. I got something for my granddaughter. I have two. I have a grandson and a granddaughter who are 18 months and 20 months, and my life and joy. And I have to just buy everything for them. So I used to go away, and I used to buy for my two daughters. All the time, I would never go away and not come home with something for them. But that's been replaced with my granddaughter and my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
So now I buy something for my granddaughter and my grandson. And guess what? They're tough out of luck.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The grandchildren
are
easy to shop for.
Yes,
they are.
Why is it so much easier for grandchildren than children?
Because they're on their own and they know what they want. You don't know what they want.
Yeah,
they don't think you know
babies,
what you want.
Yeah.
So like, you know.
Yeah, and honestly, those babies see us and they just go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I FaceTimed with my grandsons today and they were just so happy to see Grandma.
I FaceTimed with my grandson and he was like, "Where the hell are you? What are you doing in that little box?
Why are you not here?
Why aren't you not here?
What did Debbie girl in town get?
Did not indulge in anything this year.
Really?
A necklace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a gift? Oh, yes, I did. I got a beautiful. I got a beautiful angle bracelet from Kim on my birthday.
There you go. It's very pretty, actually.
Beautiful.
Silver with turquoise?
Yes, turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Other than that, I really didn't buy myself anything big this year.
Yeah,
turquoise is a gem that you should not buy for yourself. You should always buy as a gift to somebody else.
There you go. And you got the gift.
So there.
I got the gift this
Isn't
year.
That nice?
Yeah.
It's lovely, actually.
Thank you
very,
so much.
Very pretty. I didn't buy. I really didn't buy this year. I bought a little stuffed animal for my new grandchild. It's going to come in April, but nothing really struck me. And I have talked about on this show that I'll be moving next year. So I'm going to completely redecorate. So adding anything to my house right now is just not on the agenda. I'm in the mood and I'm in line to sell just about everything I have that I'm not going to take with me. And again, that's the strategy for building the life I seek, which is what we talk about here on the show. CNO Blog Talk Radio, this is Jennifer Ryan and Create New Order Solutions. Call us at 657-383-0732 if you can peel yourself away from the Emmy Awards tonight. And I would love to see the clothes, so I guess I'll watch them tomorrow. The website is www.createneworder.com and email us your questions at solutions@createneworder.com. Tracy, what did you get in your girl in town excursion here on the Cape?
A black leather backpack.
And where'd you buy that?
From the store.
Well, what town? Chatham, Massachusetts.
Chatham.
We go to Chatham every single year. And what do we do in Chatham?
Oh, well, I also go there to get my oil.
What oil?
I go to that Gustafi oil. and get the white truffle oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the
olive oil.
The white truffle oil and the thin herb oil. And then we go to the patio and we eat lobster roll on the beach.
The Bar Harbor Inn. It's called the Bar Harbor Inn
in Chatham, Massachusetts, which is, I have to say, is one of the most beautiful places I have ever been.
Yes.
Now, I am not a big, giant world traveler, although I've been to a few places now and again. This is absolutely spectacular. So we went, and we went to the patio. We had our lobster roll, a couple of glasses. Wine, we were people watching, the day was beautiful, the temperature was perfect, and then
physically on the beach,
yeah,
we were able to go walk, we were able to walk down to the beach, and because Chatham, if you ever look at the map of Cape Cod, you know, that curvature, that curve right there is Chatham. So that's where all the seals come. There are inlets and there are, what are they called?
Sandbars.
And jetties. And that's where they sunbathe. And where they sunbathe, that's where they all hang out, whatever. And so you're able to go to the beach at this one particular restaurant. It's right on the beach. You go walk on the beach, and you're able to see the seals.
And listen to them.
And listen to the seals.
Howling.
If you look at the jetties, if you go down to the beach and you look at the jetties, you see rock. But if you really look at the jetties, they're moving. And what's moving is the sunbathing seals. Their heads will perk up and their heads will move and look around and whatnot. And they chant. The sound was just mesmerizing. It was haunting.
Sounds like ghosts in the background.
And it, just this low howl coming from the seal. The seal then would, some of them would jump in the water and they were fishing.
If you stay long enough,
you'll watch them
in the water as they swim.
Right. And there were three or four of them that were pretty close to us while we were watching them on the beach. And they were fishing. They would pop their heads up and they were munching on a fish. And when they were munching on this fish, the seagulls would surround them in the water and land on their heads because they wanted to get a piece of the action. So it was really fascinating to watch. And the temperature, the sun, it was just a beautiful, beautiful day. That's what the adventuring is about. Get off your couch. Go out. You don't have to be in Cape Cod. You don't have to be in any some special place. Go out in your own neighborhood and discover what's going on around you. Right now in Cape Cod, one of the most fascinating things about our trip is our little visitors in the backyard. Would you like to talk about what's in our backyard right
we
now?
We have skunks. Debbie and I were sitting outside last night, and all of a sudden I went, oh, look at that. And I went to the backyard. And Debbie was just out there on the phone and screamed because two of them went to the backyard.
Well, nobody got sprayed. So that's a good thing.
I think that you were close coming out of that shower.
I don't know. Talk about the shower. There's an outdoor shower here, which I am so grateful that there is an outdoor shower. Every time we've been here on the Cape, in the house that we traditionally stay in has an outdoor shower, and I love it. It's one of my favorite parts of my vacation. I love taking the shower outside, and it's private, just fenced off, and it's hot and cold water, and believe it or not, even when it's chilly, it stays warm. And this particular house has a shower, too. But Tracy insists that skunks were getting a little close to my shower this evening before the show. I don't know that they're interested in getting wet, but
I don't want to find out.
But the whole way they came through the fence was 1 foot where she would have busted it through the door at the same time they came through the fence.
Right. So, you know, after taking a nice shower and getting sprayed by itself,
it can start still hanging out there.
I don't think so. So, what are you drinking, Linda? I think you're the only person not having wine tonight.
I am drinking a vodka. The flavor is pink lemonade,
mm-hmm.
and I've added simply lemonade to that, and it's really yummy. That's my new drink.
Yummy. It's your new drink. What was your old drink?
Most recently, vodka. Tangerine. Yeah, that was good too.
All right, so if I were to guess, I would have said the black cherry, but how long has it been since you were having that?
They don't make the one that I like. Smirnoff made a black cherry, not cherry.
Right.
And they don't make it anymore. They make a cherry now, but they don't make the black cherry.
Oh,
and it's got a totally different taste.
I'm going to try it.
But yes, I used to travel with that everywhere.
That's a good girl in town. So what
she's
was
a
your
Girl Scout? She's prepared.
She's a Girl Scout. She's prepared. So what was your prize?
Couple. I got a ring that I really liked that I had my kids' names engraved on, and I got a necklace to match a pair of earrings that I had. And I'm very happy with that.
Good.
Very good.
I was disappointed. There's a great jeweler's on Main Street in Hyannis that they had a beautiful compass. Pendant, the compass rose, and it was in white gold and yellow gold, and it was in the window, and there was a pendant. I guess there were two pendants. There was one was a little smaller than the other, and I wanted to go in and see if they had earrings because that's what I'm looking for. I want a pair of earrings, and those, if they were earrings, I would have bought on the spot because they just really. Again, they spoke to me, identified that, you know, the direction of my life needs to be constant and steady. So the compass earrings would have been great to buy, and I went to go in, hours posted, door locked.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it didn't say they were closed for the season or whatnot, and they should have been open, but they were not open, and so I didn't go in. And then today we went back to Hyannis again, and I was hoping they would be open for the street fair. That was,
not the worst street fair
I've ever been to in Hyannis, Massachusetts, and the jewelry store, again, was not open, so... The compass rose earrings were not meant to be, so there are no earrings. So my grandson's got a little present, and actually my son got a present as well. I bought a couple of stones in the metaphysical shop in Hyannis yesterday, and some good energy will come from those stones for my son as well. So join the conversation at 657-383-0732. This is Jennifer Ryan. I'm your host of CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio. Get a life. Get up off that couch and start planning what's coming to you, what's coming your way, what you want to come your way. We went down to the beach. What beach did we go to?
Seagull
Beach here on Cape Cod today. And we tried to fly some kites. Linda was most successful with her kite. Let's see, Tracy, the hummingbird.
No, men say that.
The hummingbird would not fly, and my kite went up, and then it came down. It was just a total Charlie Brown day at the beach with the kite. But I put up the lighter kite that I have, and just a basic triangle kite flyer. No box kites went up today, and the heavier kites couldn't go up. There was just not enough wind. But the beach was very cloudy, very foggy, very misty.
Feel the fog.
And I did not find a heart rock on the beach today, but somebody else did.
I did for the first time
ever.
So
you have your own heart, right? I found two heart rocks yesterday.
Yes, you did.
So
Jennifer tends to find them.
It's
hundreds
everywhere.
I think I have hundreds.
She just looks down and she finds.
There you go.
I thank St. Michael for that.
But that's a whole nother show, I think.
Okay, yeah.
That's a whole nother show. So, but you found one today.
I'm so pleased
that you found one.
I did.
It's such a blessing. There are books written about heart rocks, and there's art about heart rocks. And if you really are lucky enough, and personally, I find this to be a spiritual gift. And they light up, and they show themselves, and they give themselves to you. I'm lucky enough to have hundreds of them, my son recently found one, the first one that he ever found. So that was a lot of fun at the beach today, and the surf was really low, right?
Yes,
very low. All right, so let's talk about dinner here on the Cape tonight. We had an unbelievable dinner. You got yours, Linda, from a restaurant. What's the name of the restaurant, do you know?
The Skipper.
And
I don't really do lobster and scallops and stuff like that, so I got fish and chips while you guys did the rest of the fish.
Right.
But we had delicious Brussels sprouts and tons of side dishes that were awesome. I never even got to the salad. Never got to the
I didn't get to the salad.
I never got to the eggplant.
Wow.
Never got to the bread with the dipping oil.
None of us got to the bread with the dipping oil.
Now, the bread lasted just so long, and then the burnt pieces went outside.
Because there were a few of those, too.
They warmed a little too much in the oven.
They did, yeah. They incinerated in the oven. So Skipper's, what town is that?
Hyannis.
Yarmouth.
Yes.
There's a water view there.
Mm-hmm.
Last year. And the food was incredible. Incredible at Skipper's
and
in Yarmouth. Yeah, the view was really great. So on a nice day. Yes, and on a crappy day, it's probably a great view too.
They're a 3-time year award winner for their clam chowder.
And you know what? There's several places here that have a sign that says, you know, best clam chowder or whatever.
Right. Apparently, there's like some kind of a competition or whatever. But this specific restaurant is 3-year
running.
Running as far as.
Well, maybe next year we should do the clam chowder quest. And see,
come up with our own
prognosis. Who we think have the best clam chowder? Maybe we need to talk about that. So
that might be a different tour, a clam chowder tour.
Well, I'm a big fan. I've talked about it on this show. It's the best French fries. Where you can get the best French fries, and we did when we were here. We got here, was it the first night?
It was the first night.
Yeah. What is it that we did, Debbie?
We ordered Grubhub.
Very good. Very good. You got it right.
Not Gruba.
Grubhub.
And we got truffle french fries.
Yes.
And
we
did.
And pizza. And we got that from Prima. Prima Italian in, it might be Hyannis. Prima de Palma. That's what it was. And it might be Hyannis.
It is Hyannis.
Is it? Yes. Okay. And we ate there. One year we ate there, we got here so late. It was after we had the flat tire. We had a horrible night, and we were starving, and we went there to eat, and they were just so nice to us because they served
us,
and their kitchen was closing, and they were just so great. So we ordered Grubhub and the truffle fries and the 4-cheese pizza from them, and it was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. So my quest on Girl in Town for the best fries, De Palma.
I think so far that's the best.
Yeah, De Palma had great fries. They really had great fries. So this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Blog Talk Radio, CNO Solutions. Join the conversation on Sundays between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
at 657-383-0732. It's about starting your life at any given moment. Have you had enough? Are you bored? Are you tired? Are you lonely? Get over it. Start working on the strategy to build the life that you want. What is it that you seek? Okay, we all want the mansion, the lottery, the cars, the chauffeur, the housekeepers and all of the above. But is that really what you want? Do you know what you want? How do you begin to find what you want? Personally, right now, here in Cape Cod, here in this great little house with purple shutters, yeah. I have
skunks
in the backyard, because there's always skunks in the backyard. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter how your marriage is going. It doesn't matter what your relationship is with your kids, your parents, friends. There's always skunks.
What a good cliche.
That's it. So just get on with it. You've got to accept that part. You've got to manage the expectations in your life, and you've got to look at it with a glass half full, which mine happens to be pretty empty at the moment. We could be running out of wine, which is a tragedy in itself. Anyway, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio. Email me during the week. Ask your questions at solutions@createneworder.com between 8 and 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, every Sunday night, and call us in at 657-383-0732. Ask your questions. Offer your ideas on how you can get over that grief, how you can get over the obstacle, how you can get over the thing that slammed you in your life, because everybody gets slammed. We all get it. We all know. www.createneworder.com is the website. Anytime, anywhere. createneworder.wordpress.com is my blog. I've been writing more and more to share with you some of my thoughts and perspective, mostly while walking the dog, and hopefully syndicated in the newspapers coming soon. I've talked about what's coming up for me as I change my world. I want you to know that everything can evolve. Go to the next level. Go to the next step. Keep moving it forward. You don't have to stay where you are in the circumstances you are in. Kim, final word for the listening audience tonight. What would be your motivation or your strategy information to give to the listeners?
How about you, Debbie? What do you suggest for people?
Yeah, got me.
Put your feet up, sit back, relax.
Life is too short.
Live life simple.
Enjoy the people around you.
Yeah. And go
enjoy.
Do something.
And accept it when they're sarcastic.
Yeah. That's the enjoyable part.
Good friends, good food, good wine, good company. Seek it. Make a decision. Make a decision to build your life the way you want your life to be. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan. Thank you for joining us of Create New Order Solutions Blog Talk Radio. Call us between 8 and 9 p.m. every Sunday night at 657-383-0732. We're here to answer those questions and help you organize, get motivated, and inspire you to create the life you want. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week with another Girl in Town and motivational program for your information.
60 seconds.